plan, and I believe that. Well, Stacy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of bad things about vaping. It's hard for me to say that it's better than smoking because it still puts the nicotine in you, and nicotine's more addictive than cocaine, they say. But my neighbor, his kids do that, but there's a lot of organic. One of them being that little heater in there boils off a lot of chemicals in order to make that heat. They go straight into your lung instantly. And I used to just marvel at the excuses I heard when I worked at a wheel plant for 4 years, especially the ladies. They'd go out back with the guys and have a cigarette when it was 3 or 4 below zero, and they said it'd warm them up. So they were going out of a 65, 75 degree area and going outside and opening up their arteries and that with nicotine, and they were telling me it warmed them up. I just couldn't quite buy that, Stace. It's bad for you. And I can tell you this, I've had 4 lung surgeries, 5 chest catheters, and a whole lot of treatments. And I've never had anything more painful in my life, I don't believe, other than when I knocked my shoulder out of joint 2 inches. That kind of smarted, too. So you don't want lung surgery. It's a bad thing.
I never thought about what you just said about going outside, and I never thought about that, but you're right. Yeah, it ain't none of it any good. It's not. Back when I think I probably started smoking when I was 14, 15, somewhere around there, 42 years, and then 6 years later, I had to quit. The damage was done. But anyway, I'm still here, Tom. I'm talking to you, and I'm very well satisfied with that. Okay.
Yeah, we're blessed. Yeah, I've seen pictures of lungs of smokers and non-smokers, and it is atrocious. I mean, the lungs are black, and it's scary. Scares me, I'll tell you. I can tell you some horror stories about that lung surgery thing. Now, it's obviously, it's gotten a lot better with these scopes and all of that stuff, but I've assisted in doing bronchoscopies where just to hold the patient down, where they run this big scope down through your air pipe, and then they snip off some samples out of your biopsies, out of your lungs, and they wouldn't, back then, they wouldn't completely knock the person out. I particularly remember one elderly lady, and oh my God, I thought she'd die on the table. And that scope was a great big long thing, and it ain't nothing like these flexible ones were that are now, that they can do it with these endoscopes and such. It was treacherous, and it was painful. About as fun as having a liver biopsy, put it that way. But no, you don't want to have that. Even though I'm cut from the top of my neck, or the bottom of my neck, all the way down underneath my left arm, and then got, and they stick that great big plastic tube down in you about a foot, and it smarts. But when they jerk it out, it feels like they're pulling your heart out with it, Stace. It's just no fun. But people that smoke, they don't know that until it's too late. And that's. I had friends that were welders there when I worked in the machine shop and structural shop, and they'd lift their hood up from welding, and they'd have a cigarette underneath the hood of the welding hood.
And talk about them tubes, I had several in me, and I can remember when they took them out. when you say jerk them out, yeah, I'm like, Lord have mercy. That's just, I don't know, Tom. That's kind of hard to, I can't imagine. Then I went to YouTube and watched the operation they did on me that, I couldn't believe that that's what they do to people to try to pick something, but anyway, them tubes, it's not fun, over.
No, I had a guy when I was medevaced, and they took me up to, I'm trying to remember the name of the hospital there. It wasn't where I was stationed at. They put me in a C-47, and it was unpressurized. And they flew me up there, and the nurse had just given me a shot in the chest, and this commander come in, and he was in a big hurry, and he reached over and grabbed the scalpel off of that kit that they have there beside of you. And I said, doctor, I said, or commander, I said, she just gave me that shot about 10 seconds ago. And he said, I ain't got time to, and I won't say the word, with you. I got a staff meeting to go to. And I shall never forget that as long as I live, because he started cutting into my chest and I grabbed the bed rails and I passed out from the pain. I'd had those before and, you know, I know what pain is. But he could have waited, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, something like that, and that whatever they stick in you there to deaden it, Novocaine or whatever, would have taken effect. But no, he got real nasty about it and said he had a staff meeting to go to and didn't have time for me in the worst possible language. And that just was an attitude adjustment. But I don't remember his name, but he was a lot older than I am, so he's probably gone now. And I'm still here, Stacy. I had another one tell Bernice before we got married, said, don't marry that guy. He's not going to live that long. And I know he's gone.
I'm still here. They should have kept their mouth shut. Oh.
Well, the nurse said, yeah, he doesn't have a very good bedside manner. Well, I got news for you. Neither do I when people talk to me that way. Anyways, I always try to have respect for everybody as much as I possibly can. Stacy, better let you go. We tied up the repeater too long here. Yeah, I got an alarm system I'm going to work on here in a minute and see if I can't get that thing going. And I had to glue a part there last night, but I developed this in, I think, 1984, back in the Neanderthal era. No, that's when I was born. Either that or Cro-Magnon. I don't know which one it was. Anyway, Stacy, pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed visiting with you. You have a great day. Keep the powder dry in 4OVQ and 0TR.
I'm always a pleasure, buddy. That's the reason I get on here and call for you and tell Bernice I said hey, and y'all just chill out, stay warm, be safe, and I'll holler at you again. N0TR, N4OVQ, I'll be clear and listen.